Well, this is another one of these stories that I've told many times, but just to reiterate it, I was at a convention in about 1980, and a mutual friend of ours called Steve Moore, no relation, introduced us, and we chit-chatted a bit. And then I got to see Alan's work appearing in some of the Marvel comics and doing Future Shock for 2000 AD. They were little short twist-ending stories, and I thought, oh, this guy's a really good writer. And I was doing some short Future Shock stories for 2000 AD to fill in between other projects. And I got sent a couple of his scripts, and I really enjoyed them, and I got to know him socially. There was a thing in London called the Society of Strip Illustration, which met once a month, and we used to meet up at that. And although we're obviously very kind of different people, we got on fine and obviously had similar ideas about comics. Although I do remember that we had a kind of a friendly dispute about who should be allowed into the Society of Strip Illustration, with I believe Alan taking the point of view that really anybody should be let in, but me feeling that this should be rather more of a professional qualification, you know, that you had earned your living from comics for some specified amount of time. Otherwise, I felt it would just become a sort of a glorified kind of drink up that anybody vaguely interested in comics could come along to, rather than being a thing that you could, you know, meet your peers and, you know, other people involved in the same industry as you. Anyway, it was an amicable dispute. I don't believe it ever came to any conclusion. I think we both probably were right, both probably wrong. So that was how I met Alan, how I started working with him. And why we worked so well together, I don't know. We've got similar backgrounds. We've both gone to quite humble little primary schools and both passed our 11 plus, which was the big deal in those times, and gone to quite posh schools, you know, where the teachers wore gowns and there were prefects and canings and blazers and stuff like that. So I think we had a kind of quite similar background, and also I think our tastes in comics were quite similar. And we were both quite interested in and had done work for the sort of underground press. And he's very meticulous, and I think in what he writes, and I think I'm meticulous in what I draw. So I think we both brought an equal level of commitment to things.